comes. The latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I am Gina Murphy Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And I always love doing my shout outs to the sponsors of our shows because they make this all possible. And I'm going to do a shout out to a great partner of Mrs. Green's world today, the City of Tucson Department of Environmental Services. Their mission is to promote a healthy Tucson community by providing innovative and effective waste management and environmental protection services. And if you think about all that's packed into that sentence, that's a lot. They really do want our community to be healthy and to protect it from hazards to the environment. And they do it. They have things like brush and bulky, which takes, you know, bigger items a couple of times a year in your neighborhood, all over the city. They have Do More Blue, and then they have What Not to Blue, which tells you what you shouldn't be putting in recycling. And yes, they even conduct tours of the landfills, and they sell out, or they fill up. There's no charge. They fill up every year. And another important role they play is the hazardous waste collection. What do you do with your paints and your varnishes and your pills and all those things that you keep in your garage if you're a consciously living being because you don't want to throw them away in the garbage, so you don't know what to do with them, so you keep them? Well, they have a place. And again, the hazardous waste collection is another place where they start lining up, and they have e-waste collections. So they're great partners, not just of Mrs. Green's world, but of this community and of the planet. And I'm proud to be working with them, and I thank them for their support. So now, are you ready for the first of its kind Down to Earth show? And I am so serious, and I'm very excited about it. I would like you all to raise your hand if you've ever heard of Bill Ding's Eco Paint and the Green Paint Way, which I want to talk about. We are going to learn all about it, and it's exciting and innovative. So joining me for the next 30 minutes to tell us all about it is Frank Bonillas, Environmental Services Superintendent, City of Tucson, and Dean Bell, owner of Gerson's Building Materials. Thank you so much for being here, you two.
Glad to be here.
It's going to be fun. So I think the best thing to do is start out by sharing with us, we have to know right off the bat, what is Bill Ding's Eco Paint?
Well, what Bill Ding's Eco Paint is paint that someone didn't want anymore and needed to get rid of, and instead of throwing it away in the landfill, which isn't a particularly good thing, reusing it. It's collected by the City of Tucson, and Frank will tell us a lot more about that. It's all collected. It goes to the Beacon Group, which employs mentally and physically handicapped people, and they sort the paint. They open up the old cans, they sort the paint by color, and we put it in very large containers, either 250-gallon or 55-gallon drums, put all the whites together, all the blues together, all the greens together, and we reuse the paint, and it's high-quality paint. Most of the paint is Dunn Edwards, Glidden, Sherwin-Williams. It's high-quality stuff that just wasn't used. So instead of wasting it, we're reusing it. We're sifting out all the bad parts of it and putting it in brand-new 5-gallon containers and selling it at a much lower price than it would be when it was brand-new, because most of the cost of the manufacturing has been taken out already.
So if you're collecting paint from all of these, really, everyone you named is a high-quality paint company, how is it eco-friendly? You know what I mean? Do you make sure there's, you know, paint that is low VOC or no VOC? Is that pretty much the paint that's sold these days?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What we use, and I'll let Frank comment on this because he knows a lot more about that than I do, but it's all latex paint. We only deal with latex paints, and it doesn't take the energy, because it takes a tremendous amount of energy to manufacture paint to begin with, and the raw materials. And instead of just throwing all that away, 95% of the initial cost and the initial energy is already done. We're just resorting it and resizing it and repackaging it.
Just that alone makes it eco-friendly, seriously, because you're not sourcing it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And another reason is, if this paint wasn't collected from the public, from residents that didn't use it,
God help us all,
it would end up at the landfill.
Seriously.
Right. So or it could end up down the drain, or it could end up in the desert. So by being able to collect the paint, we don't have to produce new paint. So we're saving natural resources and virgin products, virgin materials, from being able to reuse the paint.
It's the ultimate repurposing. I mean, seriously, instead of it going down the drain. So full disclosure, guys, before we got on the air, I'm telling them so proudly that I Googled Bill Ding, and I was thinking, I said, oh, it came up all on Google, and, you know, he's a thing, and he does this, isn't it? So then our friend Dean here gets a smile on his face, and I said, so that's not the same guy? And he goes, no, Gina, I named the paint. So, Dean, do tell us how you, it's like I was late to the party on that one, I admit it.
Well, Bill is, I own a place called Gerson's Building Materials, which has been around a long, long time. But Gerson's, we bought it about 11 years ago, and we needed a mascot. We never had one, and it's something that's identifiable with the company. And we thought, well, we'll have a mechanical man, and our advertising agency drew him.
Love it.
And they did a terrific job with it, and we named him Bill, and we named him Bill Ding. And Gina, you're not alone. A lot of people, they want to talk to Bill. They don't. Like, they never put the words together.
When it hit me, I mean, seriously, and then Frank and I started laughing. It's like, oh, building. I get it, building. And he has a brother that you said called what?
His brother from Sonora is Ed Eficio.
Right,
and Eficio. If you speak Spanish, that will make a lot of sense.
That's a building. I get it. I love it. And I want to know, and maybe, Frank, you can tell me this. It's a very interesting partnership. When you sit where I do in this world of really wanting to coordinate effort for a healthier community. That's a lot of what Mrs. Green's World is about, to climate change abatement. By you're not manufacturing paint, you have an impact on climate change. Like, who thought of this? This is like you get the paint, but taking it from that level to making another product that is so eco-friendly and saves all those resources. Who gets the credit for thinking this up?
Well, for years, Gina, the Household Hazardous Waste Program, which at one point used to be city and county program.
Right.
We would be collecting the paint. We would be mixing it and producing paint in-house using the staff from the HSW program. Of course, you know, when budgets started getting strapped,
right,
and we started losing staff, we needed to figure out, you know, how to produce the
how
same.
How to do the same thing with fewer people.
Correct. I do more with less. So in a sense, we started partnering at that point with Beacon. And we would have some of their employees would actually come on site and help us open the cans, help us mix and produce the five-gallon buckets. You know, at that point, the city of Tucson or the Household Hazardous Waste Program, we would be just basically advertising to the public. Whoever came in and dropped off materials, they could buy paint. So it started, we would give it away at one point, and then we would start recovering the costs of the buckets and the lids, and then and at some point we started adding the costs of the employees, because now we had to start paying Beacon for some of their staff and their assistants.
Right, correct. Right.
Then it started, we started losing more staff, of course, and the program, Pima County pulled out, so now we're left with City of Tucson managing the entire, all the household hazardous waste, all the latex paint. So at that point, there were talks, of course, in-house with Beacon, and Beacon decided that they could try to take over the program. So we assisted them. We provided them with the equipment, our whole setup. So we set up contracts in place. So now Beacon has taken over for several years now, at least over 2 years that I can think of, and it might be even longer than that. Then Beacon, they partnered with Bill, with Gerson's, and so that's how now at this point we have the eco paint.
Yeah, the public-private partnership.
Correct.
You know, just a little bit about Beacon. I know a lot about it. I was in social services for 35 years, and one of the most wonderful things about it, and I've been there recently, taking another tour and see what kinds of things they're up to in terms of fulfillment and the stuff that they do. If it wasn't for Beacon, most of those people would be sitting at home rotting. And I hate to be so crass, but that's the truth, because it's not the highest, most intellectually challenging job. They're not capable. A lot of their people do have severe handicaps. So the jobs are repetitive, but some of them are higher functioning, and they do everything they can, from what I can see, to raise people up. And they are in a community, and they're talking to each other, and they're having lunch together instead of being totally isolated because of their disability. I'm pretty passionate about the work they do, and kudos. This is, gives them a purpose.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I love that. All right, tell us about Gersons. It's not just about buildings, eco paint, but it's a Tucson treasure.
Absolutely. But before I do that, let me just kind of add to what Frank said. It is kind of an interesting story how we got into this, because Gersons had never sold paint before. But the city and Frank's branch of the city administration put out a request. They wanted someone to take over the paint program. So I went out there, I thought, because I'm a pretty mercenary guy, I wanted to make some money. That's what appealed to me about
That's
it.
That's a capitalist. I'm one of those.
Absolutely.
Too. It's okay.
I mean, the environmental part is great, but I wanted to make some money. And I went out, and the other person who was there was Jim Campbell of Beacon Group. And so we went through the tour, we talked to Frank, we saw what the city was doing, and this was out at the Los Reales landfill. And I'd never met this guy before. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, "You're from Beacon?" And I had worked with Beacon in some previous things that I had done. And he goes, "Yeah." Because I did not want to do the packaging and the reprocessing of the paint. I wanted to sell it.
Right.
He didn't want to sell it. Beacon, in the past, had retail places, and they were out of that. So we sat down, and we kind of laughed and said, you know, this would work really well. We do the packaging. We do the processing. Gersons does the selling. And it's worked out real well. It's a triangle, and all three pieces fit together with the city, with Beacon, and with us selling it. And it's one of those things. Usually, you're in a competitive situation; it doesn't work out. But in this case, it's a triple win, and those kind of things are rare.
They are rare.
Beautiful.
And what's great is that Beacon knew what they did well, and they wanted to stick with what they did well, because that's that foray into retail. It's a whole nother monster, and you know that. It's a whole nother tracking system. It's a whole deal. So they knew what role they wanted to play.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, they took their old retail store in North Stone, and that is now the manufacturing and processing center.
So, got it.
But since you gave me an opportunity to talk about Gersons, I love doing that.
Yes, and I would love you to tell us about it. I mean, my husband is sitting here, and he's been going to Gersons for as long as I can remember.
Well, a brief history of it is the Gersons family used to be in the demolition business. And so a building had to be torn down, and they would take the windows and the doors or the pieces that could be reused, sometimes the flooring, and would sell it on a retail basis. And the son in the Gersons family was in charge of that. And at one point he said, "This demolition is crazy. All I'm going to do is sell. I make a lot more money doing this. I don't have to be in the hot sun on a roof trying to tear it down." So I've been a landlord for a long time, and I bought a lot of things from Gersons. And at one point, Mr. Gerson said, "Well, you know, I'm thinking about selling." And so I put that in the back of my mind. And about a year later, we sat down and talked about it. And my brother-in-law and I bought the business. This was about 11 years ago. And since then, we've opened it up a lot. We have a lot more products. We recycle an awful lot more things. We've moved to 4726 South Country Club, a much bigger and better facility for us. It's 2 acres. People say, "This place is huge." And I say, "It's 2 acres of great stuff."
It is. It's like it's going on a treasure hunt.
And almost everything we sell has already been used. And instead of throwing it away, if you're remodeling your kitchen, a lot of times they'll just demolish the cabinets. Well, if someone's willing to spend an extra 45 minutes to an hour and unscrew them and take them out, not only can they put some money in their pocket because we'll buy those cabinets from them, but we'll resell that. And instead of cutting down a forest to build more cabinets, we're reusing a perfectly good product. And that goes for doors, for windows, for ceiling fans, for all kinds of things. And the paint fit in with that very well. Not only are we selling things that are perfectly usable, but we're selling them for a much lower price so people can save money at the same time. We don't always have everything that you might want, But we got an awful lot of stuff you didn't know about that you probably do want when you come
That
down
you might
too.
Go home with. And you know, the thing that is that excited me about this show is that when you're rebuilding, remodeling, whatever, you have certain things that you need and you might go to Gerson's. What I hope this show will do, painting is a much more common thing than a remodel. I'm hoping that the word will get out about paints available there. And it's on Country Club, for heaven's sake. You don't have to go, you know, 60 miles out of the way, so that people will know. And that's what excited me, because it's, of course, on Mrs. Green, so eco-friendly. It's recycling the paint. It's saving all of the CO2 emissions for manufacturing new paint. And people might not think of Gerson's to go for paint. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm hoping that I can be part of the marketing campaign. And I'm curious about, this is such a chick question, I can't even believe I'm going to ask it, but are there a lot of colors available? Because you're mixing paint, and are they different colors, which is something that would excite me. I'd rather get something that's like a blue that nobody else has. Oh, yeah, well, I got that at Gerson's. You know what I mean?
That's what you'll get. Because
love that. Like, love that.
We're getting, there's about 10 basic colors. There's always white. It's not a bright white. It's a basic, I'd probably call it an off-white or Navajo white. Because we're mixing so many different colors, and many of them have been custom made, into a large vat, the color is a little bit different every time. If you need to match a color, I can't help you.
Right.
But if you're painting a whole room and you'd really like a unique color, we've got it, and we can save you a lot of money. It's
amazing.
A lot
of money.
Because paint is tremendously expensive. If you go to the big orange store, or you go to Lowe's, or you go to Sherwin-Williams, it's great stuff, and they can give you exactly what you want. But you're going to pay $30 to $40 a gallon for it usually. And our price is a whole lot less than that.
And I want to ask both of you to answer this in your roles. Like, I now have a 10-year time frame to look back and see a lot about where the consumer was versus where I believe the consumer is. And of course, to me, it's been a trajectory of increased awareness among consumers about eco-friendly, with a caveat. A lot of times people have the will, but if it's more expensive, they won't do it. This is a case where doing the right thing, the good thing for the planet, being a disruptor for good, it's less expensive. So I want to know, since it's been going on for a while, you know, Frank, where's your sense of where the consumer is? Because you have other metrics that you can look at, like, are more people coming to get rid of their hazardous waste? What, other than your budget being cut, I just had to add that, but the demand is there. So in terms of the consumer, do you see what I would call an evolution in the consciousness of the consumer about why things like this are important?
Definitely. Over the years, we've seen, of course, when I mentioned that the program started, it was slow. We would have paint that we would accumulate for several weeks. But as the word got around, as people understood that it was good paint, now the paint is filtered, so you can even spray it. So it's actually the...
Wait, you have to explain that to me. What?
Well, correct.
I don't know about that.
Well, when you go into the store and you buy paint,
right,
it's ready. You can put it in your paint sprayers, and you can just spray it on the wall.
Those things that you just...
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Speaking to one who has not done much painting.
Well, at one point, we would just mix the paint. And, you know, it never failed. There was something that went through, and we would tell the public, just don't try to spray it because you're going to plug up your sprays.
Got it. Right.
So at this point now, it's being filtered, and so it can actually be spray painted, which is, it's actually good because there's more people that can use the paint instead of just having to roll it. It makes the job a lot faster.
Yeah, that I can see that, knowing enough, because I have the painting master here, that nobody does it as well as he does, and that's true. I mean, when we fired painters, it's been a disaster. Mm. When he does it, it's clean and thorough and done. So there's, I mean, I really do get what you say.
Yeah, so going back to your initial question is, yes, the public is more conscious about using recycling items, especially paint at this point. And when you look at the price comparisons to what recycled paint, this paint specifically, and you go to one of the big stores and try to find even 1 gallon of paint,
Remember when we used to say it's a ganga? Well, this is a ganga deal. Right. When I was looking on your website, Dean, about the prices, it's like, come on, people. If you need paint, save a lot of money and get really good paint from the top quality. What about you, Dean? Do you think that there's more of a consciousness? What do you, in the overall picture, not just about paint, but people coming and repurposing good stuff that would have gone to the landfills?
I wish I could say that was true, but I don't think it really is.
Thanks for the honest answer.
I think people are looking for bargains, at least in our market. I pay a lot of attention to what other businesses like ours are doing in Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis. And those businesses, they do have the bargain aspect, but mostly they're looking for old antique stuff that they can't get anymore, or doors that are made out of solid mahogany. And we don't have that kind of market here. There's some of that. I wish there were more. But most of it is because people can buy stuff from Gerson's that costs less. And it's unique rather than the environmental aspect of it. And a lot of that could be my fault. I don't necessarily emphasize that in what we do. It's very much part of what we do. But we don't pound our chest about it very much.
Well, that all changed today.
Yeah. Well, and it should be obvious.
Here you are with Mrs. Green. I mean, it's a thing in my world, of course, and the people that are part of what we're doing and the difference we're making, people really do care, and they'll be happy to know about this. And I'm like a walking placard for people that are on my show. What about contractors? I know is it mostly B2C or is it some B2B? Do you have business, like people that are doing, rebuilding?
There's some of that. It's a market that we keep attempting to crack, and it's been difficult. Most of the people that buy the paint are people like you and me that are fixing their house, or they're a landlord. We do a lot of business with landlords. But something that we have just been working on for quite a while is the paint is LEED certified, which
you're
is
kidding.
No. And that's something that we're going to start stressing, and I think will increase our sales considerably. And the reason is because it doesn't have to be manufactured. It's just being reused, so that the
gets a lot of points for that in terms of LEED certification.
And you can't
that makes
get,
sense.
You can't get LEED certification for paint, for new paint, no matter how it's made. So by having a reused paint that's been purified, that we have that, and it's hard to get that word out because we're a small business. We only have a certain amount of money to advertise. But we do have a couple of plans in place to let people know about that. And things like talking with you today. I mean, this is a huge benefit. If not everybody knows what LEED certification is, but what it is, you get points for building a building that not only will use less energy as you use it, but also made out of materials that don't, they're made with the environment in
right, and it has to do with the waste and the VOC, everything for LEED certification. I had no idea. That's really exciting to me. And you're right, and I want to ask you about the whole social media piece, because Christina Paulsgrove and I talk about this. The world of social media is still a divine mystery to me. I know a lot more, but I have younger people on my team that really understand how to target markets. And of course, there are lots of specialists, but we didn't have that on our team. And now we have a staff member, it's my daughter, who knows how to, and Meredith, we have people now on the team that know how to do a Facebook ad that targets specific markets. I knew nothing about this. So where are you in the terms of the social media piece? I mean, Christina has a Do More Blue Facebook page, and
correct,
it's good. It's really good. It's fun. It's funny. We steal from it on a regular basis. She knows that. It's called sharing. It's not stealing, but we look at some of her posts and put it up, and it's clever and engaging. So how much, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, Dean, is that becoming something in your focus? Because I cannot believe how many people find about stuff on Instagram. I never found anything about on Instagram. But there's a market, especially the millennials, they'll find it on Instagram.
Absolutely. And I'm not a very smart guy, Gina, really, but I'm smart enough
to know. No self-deprecating remarks. Yes, you are.
I'm smart enough to find people who can do that.
Yes.
You're working with your daughter. I'm working with my daughter. And we have some other people in the business who are very good at that. And I basically say, here's what I'd like to do. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
They do.
Exactly.
And they don't have to think about it. And it's just they use their thumbs and it's click, 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 and it's done.
Use their thumbs. It's so true. And I'm like, how did you do that? I mean, we want to increase our numbers and not just buy lists in terms of followers on Facebook. Well, my daughter has a strategy for that where she's finding like Green America and this organization and these other places that she will target them through some Google magic that I hope I never understand. And it's increasing our followers. I mean, and engagement, because we don't want to just have, 10,000 followers and no engagement. So there's a magic to that. And I know Christine is always thrilled when she gets an intern, right?
Right.
Yeah, seriously. It's like a young person that knows how to work their thumbs.
Exactly. If she can get any help.
I know. Using that. I would like to know from your point of view, Frank, it's like, is this a partnership? Is it? It's such a model. I guess that's what I'm going to say. And I also hope that people listening to this show, I always hope this, when we have what I would call a model successful program, that is it one of your favorites? Can I put you on the spot? Because to me, it seems like it's the green trifecta. It's people, profit, planet, and it's helping people with disabilities, and it's saving CO2 emissions. So for Mrs. Green, it's like nirvana. What's your spin on that?
No, it is one of my favorites, along with the Household Hazardous Waste Program,
yes,
of course.
Yes, they go hand in hand.
Right,
yeah.
Because I was involved in that program for many years. But this partnership is great. When we can see government and a private entity come together, those are the best partnerships.
And you have a business and a nonprofit. It's like you covered all bases.
Correct, yes. So hopefully there could be more of these. Between City of Tucson and, other, the City of Tucson partners with the recycling, Re-Community, of course.
Right.
Through contracts, but it's still a partnership. And it's because the city collects all the recycling, and then we've got a private company that recycles all those materials. So this is, in essence, same type of partnership. Hopefully we can see more of those. And with our current senior management, our directors, they support this program. And so we're looking forward to also helping promote the paint more, as much as we can, so that it is successful. I mean, that's our goal. We want to make sure that this is successful for the long term, and not just something that's going to fall apart within a couple of years.
And I would think it's like Gerson's is the perfect spot, because people are going there looking for a bargain. Or like you said, I think what James goes there for is looking for some quality item that he can get at an affordable price, because you get a lot of good stuff. It's for somebody like him, it's ours. It's like me going to, Nordstrom. Let's be honest. Gerson's is his Nordstrom, because he's out of there in 5 minutes or something like that. Now, my thing is, I have to be honest, me going to like Goodwill or Buffalo Exchange, because I'm really trying to stay away, even with my clothes, repurposing and buying things secondhand. So it's, for someone like me, it's hitting my demographic, of people really realizing the consciousness of what we're doing. So, Dean, tell me the location again. And what's like, so if you go down south on Country Club, can you just go straight south?
Depending where you're coming from, the railroad tracks.
That's what I was going to ask.
Way.
Okay.
So if you can get to Irvington, we're just north of Irvington on Country Club.
Got it.
It's real easy to find. It's where all those RVs are sold, the Lazy Days and
all that. Right. So that's easy.
Right. We're very easy to find. You can see our place from the freeway. We have a great big yellow sign that says Gerson's. It's 2 acres of great stuff, and a lot of that is the paint. It's added a lot. And I do want to praise the city for working with us, and particularly Beacon, too. But it's not often we can say that a city government is doing such a good job with something. But this is a case where I think they really are working for the benefit of everybody concerned, not just a small clique. And it's good for everybody, and it's such a win-win-win. And it's a good thing for all concerned. I'm very happy about it.
I feel the same way. I mean, it was like I got excited about doing the show because there's so much more to it than just selling green paint. Let's be honest. It's a very model of a program. And I just want to promote, on April 3rd, our national show, Mrs. Green's World, Everybody, just mark your calendars. I'm so not kidding. David Hunt, Senior Strategist, Food and Water Watch. Who's watching our food and water? It's a very powerful and impactful show. And if you care about your health and the health of this planet, listen in. April 5th, Carla King and Jennifer Coyle, Angel Charity, their bags, baubles, and ball gowns, big recycling event that I can't wait to go to. Frank, Dean, thank you so much. All of your website information and how to find you will be on our show promotion. And thanks for what you're doing for the planet.